Shrink. We're live.
Okay. Hey, good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 13th special session. It is June 16th, 2022. The time is 7:02 in Alaska. I believe it's 10:02 there. And this morning, would Congresswoman Good Fox pray for us this morning, please?
Thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, and we ask for all your mercy, Lord. We ask that you put your hand on those suffering with mental illness. We ask that you put your hand on those that are mourning. We ask a special prayer for our elders and our children, Lord. We love them, and we just want good things for all of them, no matter where they are in this world. We ask for traveling mercies for our speaker who's in Alaska representing the Osage Nation and our veterans. And we ask that you just look upon us and help us to make good decisions for our people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen. Amen.
Shanna?
Yes.
I can't hear anything. Was she on?
She was praying. I don't think she picked her microphone up.
Okay.
It was a good prayer.
I was going to say, can you please start over? All right. Well, thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. I'm sure it was nice. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Speaker Pratt? I'm here. Sorry. Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm here. We have a quorum. Thank you. Next is the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standingbear. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Speaker. Thank you, Madam Speaker and members of the 7th Congress for responding for the need to do some funding. It started and still is a request for the Summer Youth Program and the Workforce Development Program. We've had really good responses for our youth to be employed and for other members of the Osage Nation. So that's a good thing. We also have a request for a War Memorial Fund to have some travel this coming year for the mall in Washington, D.C., the National Veterans Memorial. And then we have several adjustments that are normal for the non-tribal, mostly federal funding. And then finally, there is a request for ONCA 2265 to set an annual salary and expense allowances for members of Congress. So hopefully this won't take very long, and we urge your support of all the legislation. All the supporting documents have been provided to the clerk. And if you have any questions, Chief of Staff is on, will be available, or I'll be available. We have, I understand we have all of our people ready to work with the committees today and answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is legislative message, and I don't really have much further to add. I'm just assigning all the legislation to the one committee, and we'll just work through it in appropriations. And Chief has gone through the discussion of the bills while we were here today. So I go ahead and get started in committee meeting, and we'll go until we get through it. The meeting is set until 5, and then we'll just come back in. If we finish much earlier, we'll just go right back in as quickly as we can. And so let's just do our best. The executive branch work with us to get the information we need. So, all right. Thank Speaker. You very much. Is that Congressman Walker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes.
I sent the Congress a notice, I think on Monday, about the intent to add a bill to the call. So at this time, I'm going to make a motion to add ONC 8-2268 to today's agenda on first reading.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to amend the proclamation to add ONC 2268. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, motion passes. ONC 2268 has been added and on first reading on today's agenda. Okay, thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. You'll give me just a second. Okay, reading in ONCA 2263, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to Financial Assistance Services in American Rescue Plan Act, funds for summer youth and workforce development programs, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I'm reading in ONCA 2264, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $71,700 to the Osage Veterans Memorial Fund out of the donation fund for Osage Veterans travel to the National Native American Veterans Memorial Dedication Ceremony in Washington, D.C., and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'm reading in ONCA 2265, an act to set the annual salary and expense allowance for members of Congress and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Second speaker, Rebar.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning to everyone in attendance. I'm reading in ONCA 22-66. An act to amend ONCA 21-73 to authorize a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch 477 program and non-tribal funds in the amount of $3,904 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you. Reading in ONCA 22-67, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,131,923 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2268, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $73,060 to the Hula Water District for an equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date.
All right, thank you. ONCA 226364, 2265, 2266, 67, and 68 are all assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee meeting will meet. I would like to get some info from the clerk. I'm going to have to add Congressman Walker's bill to my agenda and send out a Zoom meeting. So, clerk, what would be a good time to begin my meeting?
We can begin at 10:30.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to recess to the call of the chair.
So moved. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to recess until the call of the chair. And I will just, I'm assuming everyone will be around. If not, I'll go ahead and get notice to everyone in case. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. Thank you. We're in recess.